Over the weekend, U.S. military planes carrying aid destined for Venezuela began arriving in neighboring Colombia. The socialist government says it will not let the aid in. Venezuela is in the grips of both a political and humanitarian crisis, with a shortage of food and medicine, and those shortages have hit the country's poor the hardest. Over the past 20 years of socialist rule, President Nicolas Maduro and his predecessor Hugo Chavez benefited from the support of Venezuelans in the poorest neighborhoods. NPR's Ada Peralta reports that is now changing.
Out here in Petare, a slum on the outskirts of Venezuela's capital city, a couple of pounds of vegetables could cost you a month's salary. It means that Miquel Herrua can hardly sell a sack of potatoes in a month. So they sit here, sprouting.
No hay otra verdad más. Es esa, que Venezuela está muy pobre.
Venezuela, she says, is poor. President Nicolas Maduro has left it in ruins. 20 years ago, Hugo Chavez swept into power and immediately began giving to the country's poor. They received boxes of food. He built skyrises full of affordable housing. Nick Merevant worked for Hugo Chavez.
Y bueno, la gente vivió bien cuando Chavez.
Venezuelans lived large. At the same time, says Evans, Venezuela was a deeply divided country. The popular class loved Chavez, and the upper classes disagreed with his socialist policies. Eventually, especially after Chavez's death in 2013, the government's mismanagement and corruption caught up to the economy. The price of oil fell, production fell, inflation skyrocketed, and Evans says every single Venezuelan has suffered the consequences.
La clase media en este país desapareció. O sea, toda esa gente es pobre. Todos somos pobres en ese sentido.
The middle class disappeared and everyone became poor. No one, he says, can live off their salary. And suddenly, Evan says, Venezuela has become united. He, like many others, he says, is no longer a chavista. But in the town of Teques, about 45 minutes from the capital, Caracas, I do find some diehard chavistas.
Y tengo todos mis carnés. Todos mis carnés del gobierno.
Edgar Emilio Bernal is 70, and he shows me all the socialist party IDs he's held over the years.
Jovencito Chávez, sí. En esta foto.
Este es el carnet más viejo.
Before Chavez came around, politicians wouldn't even spit at the people in this poor hilltop neighborhood, he says. After Chavez, they got a box full of food every month, and just 2 days ago, he says, the government handed them a special $6 bonus.
Ah, pero se acaba la revolución y se acaban las bolsas de comida.
If the revolution comes to an end, he says, so will that help. Bernal says his kids went to school because of the socialist revolution. He's thankful, and if the U.S. conspires to try to topple this government, he says he's happy to pick up a rifle.
Aquí hay chavismo para rato.
Chavismo is not dead, he says. But as I move across the neighborhood, there is a mural of Chavez that has been painted over with the word bandit. I meet Aguismar, who only gives me her first name to talk about politics. At first, she says she supports President Maduro, but then we start talking about how hard it is to feed a family on a teacher's salary.
Rudo, y me he puesto muy creativa. Caramba.
It's hard, and she's gotten very creative. She winces as she tells me that her only boy is about to leave to Colombia to look for a better place to live. I ask her, then why do you support the government? She whispers that her landlord is a chavista, and if she talks against the government, she'll get kicked out. But she tells me what she really wants is for the government to go. She's done. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Caracas.